Good afternoon, everybody. David's paper endorses what ASPA has been saying for quite some time. We're going to be living longer and we're going to need more retirement income. And it's also endorsed something that I've been thinking for quite some time and what a lot of my friends think as well. 60 is really the new 40. Encouraging people to work past 65 is a very important initiative for a number of reasons. One, I think it gives people a sense of purpose. It contributes to Australia's productivity and, of course, it increases their retirement income. And this is really what ASPA is about. We're not sure whether the focus, though, of the changing of pension age should be on the government saving money. 50% of people now who are entitled to receive the age pension receive it. But because it's means tested, it has a limited benefit. We know really the pension is just about alleviating poverty and not much else. We also need to understand, as David did point out, that we still have a large proportion of people under 65 that are entitled to disability benefits. Currently, that is somewhere between 30 and 40%. So we do have to acknowledge that people do live longer, but it doesn't mean they necessarily live a healthy life. So I'm sure we've got some great thoughts around how we can make that happen. What we would look for if we did increase the age pension, certainly we agree with David, flexibility around the way pensions and superannuations are accessed and some sort of flexibility with access at different ages. But also there are other methods to increase the contributions that people make to their super. We have outlined a number of times measures in relation to soft compulsion. I think this will go a long way to start increasing people's retirement benefits, but also we would like to see some enhancement to the co-contribution regime, which has been very successful so far. The aim is, no matter what age retirement occurs, whatever retirement is in people's mind, is that their superannuation balance is there accessible to provide them with a good retirement for the longer term. We would also say that if there is a change in the retirement benefit, we also have to look at the wider picture. People will live longer and they'll work longer. And we have to make sure our workers' compensation arrangements are adequate. We also have to look at our insurance products, and I can see a number of actuaries in the audience. We have to look at making sure that disability insurance products and salary sacrifice contribution products really make sure that they work past the age of 65. Flexibility, of course, is key. The importance about David's paper is it is a call to arms. It focuses on looking at what happens past 65, and we congratulate David and Cedar on that. Thank you.